This program is brought to you by Mobilecast Media, helping customers increase sales and productivity through high-quality online video and podcasting.
Salesforce.com gains traction through online video, and in this segment discusses best practices for using online video as a marketing tool. While videos may be easy to make, few can make a video that improves their brand and generates new business. Brian Ebsery, who heads up the Salesforce Video Group, says the San Francisco-based software company gets returns by recording compelling customer testimonials and posting them to their website and to YouTube.
We have a lot of customers that really love our product and really love what we do, and they're willing to go on record.
Currently in TV advertising, infomercials are successful, and many believe this is because most contain extensive customer testimonials.
I think when you have a customer actually speaking to their love of the product, that you can't get any, that's the smoking gun.
As far as what makes a video successful, it's thinking creatively about communication.
You know, when I think one of our most popular videos, the What is Cloud Computing video, really took a kind of a vague concept, and a concept that hadn't really been tackled before, I think in a truly effective way, and it really nailed it. And I think that was just kind of a viral experience. You see that video with 100,000 hits and growing because it fulfilled a need. It explained something in a really good way.
Salesforce.com has a small production team that handles their video needs. And if you go to their website, you'll find that many pages have video. A lot of companies use video, but the key to a successful video is getting and keeping the customer's attention to engage the brand. It may be tempting to produce low-budget videos, but it is necessary to maintain good production values as the quality of the video helps define your brand.
You know, all it comes down to as well is execution and production value. Is it entertaining to watch? And I think that at Salesforce, we try to place an emphasis on high production value and make something that's, you know, 2.5 minutes long that people are going to want to watch. And it comes down to that, because I think a lot of times, and I won't name any direct competitors, but you see their videos, especially their customer videos, there's something sterile and corporate about them.
One way Salesforce.com increases production values is by shooting in high definition.
We only use HD. And I think you're seeing that a lot of, most people are starting to use HD now. But yeah, I mean, if it's, make it look as good as possible. Because I mean, I'm of the belief that if it looks good, I'm probably more apt to look to watch.
Their current camera is called the Red One, and it shoots at twice the resolution of the current 1080p high definition TVs. The added resolution makes the footage future-proof, it shows well on the big screens at trade shows, and helps create a positive impression for the brand.
We do it because it's probably overkill for a lot of the web stuff, but a lot of times we have these customer testimonials that will be at events and blown up on huge screens. And for it to make it really look good and not look cheesy, I like using good equipment like that.
As far as who they model the program after, look no further than the current administration.
We look to the whitehouse.gov video site, the Obama administration, the way they use video. They use YouTube. They stream HD through their site, and it looks essentially like an Obama site, but it's using YouTube as its back end.
Many corporations that start out in video think that they have to script interview responses. This is a big mistake, as it will make a stale video. The exception is with professional newscasters or show hosts, as they are specially trained to sound natural while reading their questions, but all responses from the person being interviewed must be unscripted. You're better off letting them speak in their own words, although there is one thing you can do to prepare them.
We will send customers, you know, here's 10 questions.
Salesforce also uses video to highlight their software products, much like an interactive brochure.
A PowerPoint on steroids, but a really good-looking one, you know, with high production value, where there's a lot of animation. But, you know, because people want to come and they want to see the product. They want to see what the product does.
And for lessons learned, they found that being organized is key.
I think the biggest problem was just getting things to scale. You know, every Dreamforce, we have a bunch of customers come in and do video shoots.
At trade shows, they frequently came back with over a terabyte of data to be edited. After editing, one of the problems they had is getting the content indexed and organized so that the marketing people could search it and place video strategically on web pages throughout the website.
CEO, you want to use them and get them out on the website within a day.
This is John Houghton for New Media Currents at Oracle Open World 2009.